One of them wanted to be the security guy. He claimed he was a security guy.
Welcome to Security Guy Radio. Mr. Jarvis, quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Your nanny, you had a nanny, didn't you? A nanny?
Yeah, right.
Was your nanny trained in how to protect you? I bet that she wasn't.
No, she wasn't.
I thought so. Which is a perfect segue to introduce our next guest today. This is a very interesting topic, and I've been trying to get Ms. Denny on the show for a long time. Ms. Denny from the Athena Academy. Welcome, Denny.
Hello there, Chuck.
Now, give us your website. So we can find you and look that up while we're talking.
Sure. You can search us at www.nannyguards.com or athenaworldwide.com.
All right. Now, tell us what you guys do. This is really interesting to me.
Well, we came up with this idea that if you have a nanny, you would like her to be trained in situational awareness and in security and safety topics. Just to have a peace of mind when you place someone close to your child. And this can work either for high net worth families or for any other common family that would like their nanny to be a little bit more trained.
All right. Now, this, when you say nanny, you're talking about, in other words, an au pair, right? Where maybe there's a couple that take care of the house and the kids, that kind of thing. Do they start out as security professionals first and then learn what it's like to be a nanny, or is it the other way around? Nannies come to you to be trained.
It can work both ways. We have nannies that they have a long career as nannies working for high net worth families, and they want to improve their skills and adding security training for them. Or you can have someone who is working as a close protection operative, and they want to work with children or teenagers.
All right. So if somebody... So really, in a way, your academy is also kind of an agency placement, is it, kind of? I mean, do you play...
Depends on the needs.
All right. So, I mean, are you approached by, the house manager of some big estate and says, listen, I need some nannies that are trained in this kind of thing, and you help place them, and part of that's the background purpose, or is it strictly just training?
No, it can be also placement. It can be trainings. We can have clients requesting us to train their nannies that they all families, or we have clients that they're looking to hire a nanny from us, a nanny that will be trained in nanny guard skills. So we also do training, but we do also placements as well.
Now, you're talking to us from Greece today. That's very exciting, Mr. Jarvis.
International, exactly.
International show. Isn't that impressive?
Yeah.
That's right. So you do this worldwide, I assume.
Excuse me?
There's a little bit of a delay on the connection. I'm sorry about that. You do this worldwide, but where is most of your business focused?
Yeah, the connection is not good.
Oh, boy, should we try and reconnect?
Mostly, we are based in Dallas, Texas.
All right, so Dallas, Texas is one of your main headquarters?
Exactly.
Okay, and then you do stuff around Europe, I suppose, and things like that, different parts of the world.
From any place, basically, that the client may call us to go there and train their nannies. Or there can be agencies that they are placed in different places in Europe, in Middle East, and they would like us to go and train their nannies as well.
All right. So you may have a client that calls you up. They have an existing nanny or an au pair that have been there for a long time, and now we want them to add this security to them, and they'll send them to your academy. You train them. How long is that course?
4 days course.
4 days, okay.
But it also depends where those nannies will be placed, what are the laws in the country or the state they will be living and work, if they want to be if they want to carry a firearm, or so it depends every time what kind of needs the client has and what kind of training those nannies would like to add. So we basically adapt our training into the client's needs.
Now, it's primarily female, am I correct?
Oh, you will be surprised. We also have Manny's as well.
A Manny. Maybe you had a Manny, Jarvis.
Yes.
That might have been what it was. That's why we were confused when I said Nanny. You had a Manny. Okay. So any difference in the training for that? Between a Manny and a Nanny? Okay.
Not training at all. But there are some families that they have male nannies to work for their children.
Right. Now, talk to me about the demand for female executive protection, because in the end, this nanny is in the executive protection market. Is that a good way to say it?
Yeah, we could say that. We could say that.
All right. So I did a show a couple years ago with somebody who told me that the female executive protection person is scarce. They need more of them. There's not enough of them. They're looking for them. Do you find that to be true?
Unfortunately, it's true. And although the demand lately, the last 6 and 7 years, it's huge for females in the business, we get a difficult time finding and placing the correct operatives with the clients.
Now, somebody's
extremely hard.
If somebody's interested in this career, what would you tell them to do? Let's say I have a female guard that worked at Academy Awards with me, and they like to get into this kind of thing. What would their pathway be to go to executive protection?
Well, first of all, they have to find a nice school, and there are a lot of good training agencies out there that we endorse. They have to find and start with the basic training. They have to have in mind that this profession needs a lot of ongoing education. So every time you have to learn something new, you have to improve your skills and add. But it's very important to have a good willing and to want to do this. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be, it's basically a hard profession, especially when you are a female. And it will also affect your personal life and family time as well.
Now, break down the training for me in the 4 days. What kind of things are you putting out there for people?
For nannies.
Right.
Well, we basically want to train them in situational awareness. We want to train them and give them an idea of what a close protection operative does. So basically, we want to create a link between their services and the rest of the security team that the family may have. So they have a good understanding what security involves and what they have to pay attention to. And in case that any issue comes out, how they should react and work along with the rest of the security team. So we are giving them the basic skills that they need in order to work or perform as, let's say, the child's close protection operative.
So in 4 days, are they coming out of there with a different approach towards the client? And is this approach something you have to synchronize with the client? In other words, you're going to teach them to do A, but the client wants them to do B. How do you reconcile that?
Well, it depends what the client's needs are. We always have to adapt our work according to the client's needs. Sometimes the client may require something that is not within our functions or something that will affect the security. You may have a client saying that, okay, you will drop the kids at that point and leave. Well, if I do that, I'm not protecting the kid.
Right,
so
that's always a conflict.
Find a way. Yeah, exactly. Or the father may want you to be 24 hours with the kids, or the mother will tell you, drop the kids there, leave them at the party. You're not going to enter with them at the party. You're going to stay outside. So at some point, you have to find a way to work without compromising the child's safety.
Can anyone afford this? Or you don't have to give me quotes or anything like that, but this isn't like an average guard could just take a trip to Texas and start taking the academy. I would assume that it's a big investment.
You're talking about the nannies or the clients?
Well, the nannies. I mean, if a nanny wanted to do this on their own and train themselves, I imagine that's a big investment for them.
Not all. It is $300.
Oh, really? Well, that's very reasonable.
Exactly.
I think I want to be a nanny, Jarvis.
So, but have in mind that from what I found out and from my experience working with some families is that nannies are, some of the nannies were more well paid than their security team members were.
Right.
So if you are a nanny working for a high net worth family, you're making much more money than some that may make in being a close protection operative.
Right. So how do you promote this? How do you get out there and find people to join the academy? Is your market security personnel? Is your market estates? I mean, where do you find the people to go to the academy?
They find us.
Well, that's even better.
They find us, and the clients find us, the nannies find us. So I'm not going to chase someone to learn something new. They have to see the need for this and adapt it into their profession. I saw it when I was working with children that this is something that needs to be brought in for the nannies, that we're working for high net worth clients, and I created the program. So if someone can see the need for a specific training as a nanny, I'm not going to make them see that. So it comes always into each individual, what they're looking to improve their skills.
Now, tell me how you got into this. What's your background that led you this way?
I started at a very, very young age. I got my first training in close protection in Greece from VIP Protection Group. And it's funny because every time I'm coming back to this school for my own improvement, you know, so I started at a very young age. I did a lot of mistakes, but I learned, and I was insisting, and I guess here I am today.
Tell us about some mistakes you think you made in that business that somebody might find a similar story in.
Well, you know, it always comes down when you are young at the age of 19, 20, 21, you don't have that expertise in understanding people's or, you know, looking into their background. So at some point, I trusted the wrong people in the business.
Oh, did we lose you? Did she cut out?
Can you hear me?
Oh, okay, good.
I can hear you.
So if you're talking to a client, does a client come up to you and say, "Hey, Denny, all right, I love these people. I like these two bodyguards I have here, and they do a good job as a nanny. But, you know, they just have this thing about them that I don't feel works with my culture," or something like that. I mean, how can you help them and understand that? Because it's a very difficult job to work in somebody's house and with their kids and their family 24 hours a day, literally, sometimes, right? How do you address that in your training? Because I think that's the most difficult part. I can teach you how to do karate chop, but I can't teach you to understand what's appropriate inside somebody's house. That's very difficult.
Well, yes, that's very true. But have in mind that those close protection operatives or nanny guards that are assigned with children, they are usually stay with the family many, many years, because it's very hard for a minor to change his daily routine every day. So you can't just hire and fire people all the time. So you have to find the right ones that will stay with your kid from the early age of, I don't know, 2 to 3 until they become 12, 13, 15. And at some point that has also its own challenges, because when you work for a child, you also tend to be connected with a child. It's your daily life. I mean, that child and the well-being of him, the safety and everything else, it depended on you. Most of the times, those children tend to bond with you more, and they show it. They create a better relationship with you than they have with their own parents, because most of the times their parents are not there.
Right.
But you are the one that you're going to be, that, you know, from the moment you wake up and go to school until evening.
Now, let's say I don't have any nannies, and I hear about your academy, and I hear about you, but I want to play somebody. Could I call you up and say, "Hey, Denny, could you find me somebody that meets this criteria right here? Could you go out and find them and place them with the client?"
Yes, we can. We can, and we're doing it.
All right. That's good. Now,
it is very...
Oh, I think we've lost your audio again.
Yes. Excuse me.
Well, it's Greece. You got some issues down there in Greece. I guess they're turning off the internet with the power and stuff, too. We got to be careful.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
Do you have any success stories you can share? Like, you know, some case that one of your graduates handled or something like that?
Well, I consider a success story from the moment that we haven't lost any client.
Well, that's a good story. Yeah, nobody does that. That's true.
So, you know, from the moment that all of our, you know, nannies and nanny guards or people that work for our agency or people that we have been placing to clients are happy with and clients are happy with us, that I consider that as a success story.
Have you ever had somebody come back to you after they were employed for a certain period of time? And do some of these people come in and train? In other words, here's, I've been a nanny for 15, 20 years, and I've been trained, and here's what I'm going to teach you. Who are your instructors in that in the course?
Into our nanny guards courses.
Right, right.
Well, we have John Lehman. We have Della Harris. We will have Andreas Venedis. You will see a few. So they are people that they have a lot of experience into the security industry. So they're trying to give to the students the specific skills that they will need in order to go out there and add those skills to their profession.
Now, you also run AthenaWorldwide.com, right?
Exactly.
Tell me how that differs from the Academy.
Well, Athena Worldwide, it's mostly a service provider and a consulting firm. So Athena Worldwide deals with the services of the business, and Athena Academy is the training division, and Nanny Guards is whatever includes about the child protection and the nannies.
All right, what kind of consulting services would you offer somebody?
Depending on the client's needs, we may have clients that would looking to travel, let's say, from U.S. to Greece, and they're looking to hire a company in Greece, or they want to find out what the risk is in the country at the moment and everything else, or they may require to hire a travel agency or a limo agency. So we need to make sure that everything they are doing from that part of the world here is going to be with the right professionals involved.
How long have you been doing this now, from the nanny part?
The nanny part has been going on since 2009.
All right, and then Athena Worldwide has been around a similar time?
Has been around since 2002, but it wasn't doing much until 2010. Because as I said, I was very inexperienced and I didn't know properly how to run a business.
Oh, that's
a
whole trick right there.
A lot of mistakes with people involving in my business.
Well, Denny, it's been a really good conversation, fascinating.
So, yeah, I learned.
So give us your websites one more time.
I lost you again. Excuse me.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about
that. Well, it's www.nannyguards.com. No problem. It's nannyguards.com, athenaworldwide.com, and athenaacademy.com.
All right. Excellent. Thanks for coming on Security Guy Radio. We really appreciate it. And good luck to you. And, you know,
Thank you. Skype in
anytime. Let us know some latest case or something that's going on. And anybody listening, if you're interested in executive protection and nanny work, look up Athena and her academy. Might be a great opportunity for you guys. Thanks for coming on Security Guy Radio. All right, Mr. Jarvis, until next Monday, good night and be safe.